Thank you for calling Customer Support. My name is Gabrielle. How can I help you?
Yes, my name is Natasha. I'm a fraud investigator for Commerce Bank, and my customer is saying that she has one unauthorized charge on her account from this company, and I was wanting to know if you could give me more detail about the charge.
May I have the customer zip code?
Her zip code is 66215.
What's the first and last name?
Her first name is Janie, J-A-N-N-I-E, and her last name is Waller, W-A-L-L-E-R.
Can you verify her address for me?
8827 Nolan Road, Lenexa, Kansas, 66215.
Okay, would be under Shawnee, Kansas?
And it could be Shawnee, Kansas, like right at the state line, yes.
Okay, give me one moment. Okay, because I see she took a survey for a free kitchen mixer, but that was for a chance to win that kitchen mixer by signing up for our meal planning app. And she already called in to council, and they were supposed to give her a full refund. So let me look into this for you, ma'am.
Okay, and what was the name of the meal plan? Bites Hub?
Yes, ma'am. That's B-I-T-E-S and H-U-B.
H-U-B. Okay. And do you also, does she have an email address or can I verify an email address with you?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
J-C-A-T-S-P-J-S3@AOL.com?
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. And the card number is ending with 6374?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, since they already stated in the notes that she was supposed to get a full refund, I have to honor it. So the customer will be refunded back in full. So she can be expecting that full refund back into her account within 3 to 5 business days.
3 to 5 business days. Perfect. Okay, and so she took a survey, just recap the call. She took a survey for a free kitchen mixer, and she was also signed up to a meal plan, which is Bites Hub, and that was a price of $59.89.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Okay, thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling Customer Support.
Bye-bye.